Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. Canadian investment giant Brookfield Asset Management and Singapore's GIC have stitched together an alliance across India's office market, reports Ashwin Mohan. The $1 billion deal brings together Equinox Business Parks in Mumbai's BKC, Bhartiya City in Bengaluru, and Aquila in Hyderabad, creating a pan-India portfolio of 5.5 million square feet of operating assets. India's reforms agenda took center stage at Network 18's Reforms Reloaded event in New Delhi today. Union Minister of Tourism and Culture, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, said that the GST reforms will benefit everyone from farmers to millionaires. Minister of Consumer Affairs Prahlad Joshi described the tax cuts as the biggest reform undertaken in India since independence. Meanwhile, Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh stated that India's defence spending must increase to 2.5 to 3% of GDP from the current 2% level. The government's ambitious disinvestment plans are also on track, with DIPAM Secretary Arunish Chawla stating the department will exceed its Rs 47,000 crore target this year. Chief Economic Advisor Anantha Nageshwaran projected India's GDP growth will tend towards the upper end of the 6.3 to 6.8% range in fiscal year 26 after GST 2.0. However, he noted that salary growth in India has trailed the rise in profitability of India Incorporated's Sanjeev Sanyal, a member of the Economic Advisory Council to the Prime Minister, dismissed concerns over H-1B visas, saying that work can be done from anywhere. Former Niti Aayog CEO Amitabh Kant said that America's decision to impose a steep H-1B visa fee will create more opportunities for India in the long run. As India kicks off its festive season today, GST rate cuts are set to make many daily use items such as FMCG products, medicines, consumer durables, and automobiles more affordable. The government estimates these cuts could give consumption a 2 lakh crore rupees boost, writes Ravi Ananthanarayanan. Find some key highlights of the new GST reforms and how they will affect the middle class on our website. Also log on to moneycontrol.com to know about how prices of smartphones, laptops and fridges will change. Car prices saw the biggest cut. Varun Singh reports price cuts ranging from 40,000 rupees to an eye-watering 30 lakh rupees, depending on the model. While India reforms its tax laws, Washington's policy shift is hitting India's outsourcing industry. The Trump administration's partial rollback on H-1B visa fees has eased immediate concerns for Indian IT firms, but analysts warn that structural changes, wage pressures, and macro headwinds will continue to squeeze margins and weigh on valuations, writes N. Mahalakshmi. Meanwhile, mutual funds saw their holdings in India's top 10 IT stocks drop by 13,000 crore rupees after a sharp sell-off sparked by Trump's proclamation hiking H-1B visa fees. The funds may cut some of their exposure to technology stocks, writes Anisha Kumar. For decades, the US has been a dream destination for Indians, but soaring visa fees are now testing that allure, reports Mariam Faruqi. The H-1B visa fee hike for non-immigrant visas have sent shockwaves, with Indian travelers weighing alternatives such as Europe, Southeast Asia, the UK, Japan, and South Korea. Meanwhile, domestic institutional investors are proving to be steadfast, with 5.3 lakh crore rupees poured into equities in 2025 so far, beating 2024's record of 5.22 lakh crore rupees, reports Ravindra Somvanay. The heavy lifting's been done by mutual funds at 3.65 lakh crore rupees and insurers plus pensions over 1 lakh crore rupees. Despite this, Indian stocks have trailed global markets amid weak earnings, stretched valuations, and FII net selling of 1.8 lakh crore rupees in 2025. And finally, India's antiquities law is stuck in the past, argue Dinesh Kanabar and Chetan Agarwal, treating collectors with suspicion and hampering the country's ability to showcase its rich heritage. The Antiquities and Art Treasures Act of 1972 defines anything over a century old as antiquity. the authors advocate for a modern law that narrows the scope to culturally significant objects, enables short-term loans for exhibitions, and treats collectors as partners in preserving India's heritage. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.